Alexa, and welcome to the MedCurity Podcast. Today, I have Joe Galappi, CEO of MedCurity, and we will be talking about HIPAA changes in the light of the pandemic, what's changed and what hasn't changed. So thank you so much, Joe, for joining me today, and I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into the questions. So for the first question I have for you today is, what do you see as the biggest threats to the healthcare industry during this crisis?
Well, thank you, Alexa. Thanks for the opportunity to talk through this with you. We'll jump right in. You know, we've seen just tremendous change in the healthcare market in the last couple months here. And some of the threats that come out of that are because we've had to move so quickly, right? So we've implemented new solutions. We've changed the way that we work with patients and that our employees work very rapidly. And while certain regulations have been relaxed to support that, it's not that we've had time necessarily to go through and read some in-depth, you know, many pages of guidance around that. So we're moving quickly, we're putting in new technologies, and we're changing the way we work in many ways. So a couple examples of that, of course, telehealth has been just rapidly deployed across many of the clinics that we speak with. And while we are in this nationwide public health emergency, there are some relaxations around how that is done, but there's still, at some point that will end, and there's still a lot to take into consideration when you open up that way of providing care. There's even types of specific details that, again, you may miss if you're not in the weeds on it. So, for example, while telehealth has some specifically relaxed regulations, if you're an insurance company, if you're anything but the actual care provider, they don't apply to you. Nothing's changed for you, right? So it's in the details, there are some gotchas that I think we all need to learn as quickly as possible. Also, another big threat would be phishing emails. Definitely seeing that our healthcare organizations are being attacked unlike any previous time. I mean, they're always a target. But we saw from Google, we saw that there were about 18 million emails a day that Google's seeing just around phishing and malware emails trying to target and use COVID-19 related scams to try to target people. And we saw actually just yesterday, so we saw a large health system, while this didn't happen during the COVID-19 days, they settled and completed $2.8 million settlement around a phishing email attack. Mm. And so we see just tremendous issues that can occur and definitely major impact on a healthcare organization if they get hit with a phishing scam. So I'm very concerned about the growth of phishing attacks on our customers and our market. And then we're even seeing nation state hackers. So we're seeing in some healthcare organizations, they're receiving more hacking attacks from out of the country, perhaps just to pull COVID-19 statistics or whatever the reason may be, right? So we're just seeing that our healthcare organizations have to be more defensive and aware than ever in the middle of making tremendous change.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel that a lot of criminals, you know, cyber criminals are playing upon people's fear, you know, trying to get them to be afraid. And on the other end, you know, playing the defensive, you have to kind of figure out how can you be aware without being afraid, because when you're afraid, you're vulnerable, and then people can, you know, manipulate you. So it's that combination of being, you know, aware of all the technological threats without being too scared. So it's a difficult combination, but that's a great answer. So on to our next question. What do you see as being the new normal for the healthcare industry in relation to HIPAA?
Well, we have seen, again, some relaxation around certain areas of HIPAA that is for the short term tied to this public health emergency. But some of those aspects of what's changed may not be rolled back. So for example, testing sites, there's a lot of discretion around testing sites where they're not necessarily going to be held to the same standards that you are in a regular place of care. So when it comes to responding rapidly and being able to serve the whole community, and really a lot of this is about getting data to help inform where we are when a pandemic hits. We saw areas relaxed around those type of locations, or if information is being shared for public health to either let the government organizations know where we are as far as number of cases, or even on an individual basis, notifying someone who may have crossed paths with someone else who, in this case, has COVID-19. Mm-hmm. We see this relaxation around just making sure this anything we can do to help this not spread, right? And there's always been a little bit of room for that in HIPAA, and it's been in the regulations, it's been at the discretion of the Health and Human Services Secretary. And in this case, now that much of that has been put into place, I don't know that that's going to be necessarily relaxed. As far as the new normal around telehealth, we, you know, now that patients have gotten to experience that, I think it's been very well received. And many of the physicians we talk with actually really do enjoy providing care that way. We just have to see if reimbursement stays. There's a special reimbursement opportunity right now where you can get paid well for that. Mm. And if that's taken away, then there'll probably be some rolling back of that way of providing care. I think we should assume that it's going to be here to stay, and that brings up some, you know, specific, we don't want to just rush something that we can take advantage of the lower regulations right now, right? And put in place, but have to change it all again in a couple months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was just going to say that doctors generally make a better profit when they have someone come in office, correct? When they're in person. But now that we've had to change everything to better suit the needs of the environment with, you know, people not really being able to leave their homes, the government's kind of stepped in and helped, like you said, you know, reimburse people with that, reimburse doctors with that loss. So
yeah, they've made it make sense now to provide remote care, because yeah, they've raised that reimbursement to match office visits, which, you know, the cost isn't necessarily the same. I don't know that it'll stay at that level, but if there can be some reasonable adjustment there where you can take advantage of a little bit of cost savings through the mechanism of delivering care that way, but not take us back to a level of reimbursement that doesn't make any sense. Or we're seeing some groups push even more aggressively toward value-based contracts. So value-based contracts where you get paid essentially a flat per member per month rate to take care of that patient. Mm-hmm. And then however you provide those care visits, whether it's in person or telehealth, you're getting the same amount of funding to take care of them. And that conversation has been around for a long time, but it's getting some more energy right now as healthcare organizations look at how we can sustain these paths to provide care. So, and other ways that the healthcare industry is going to be changed for a long time when it comes to HIPAA, it would be probably around remote employees. Not every organization can do that, but if you have employees that are working from home now, that again may have been a rush decision in some cases. So it's time to evaluate what are our policies around employees working from home. Do we get those in place? Do we train the employees on their responsibility when they're out of the office? They're HIPAA doesn't apply any less if you're in your home office, as far as avoiding other eyeballs seeing the chart you're working on or protecting the data that's on your computer locally there. So policies, VPN technology, everything that you've thrown into place very quickly, and it really across the industry really impressively to support remote work, needs to be looked at as, is this long-term sustainable? Is there anything, any shortcuts we took that we need to remediate now to make sure this is a secure and stable path forward? Because yeah, I think that for some organizations, that is part of the new normal going forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So our last question today is, what do you recommend those in the healthcare industry do to protect their practices from potential HIPAA compromises?
Yeah, this is it's a great question, and this is a good time perhaps right now to be looking at that. We see, you know, I think the healthcare organization expects that there could be, say, a second wave, although maybe that's happening right now, but there could be an additional wave of a pandemic later in the year. So while it's actually fairly common to put off your annual security risk analysis toward the end of the year, we see that pretty widely, that may be worth evaluating if you can conduct your risk analysis for your year, perhaps in the summer, in the early fall, before we hit the regular flu season, just in case we can't predict what that looks like. So just in case it gets a little crazy again. So I definitely recommend that healthcare organizations be looking at their security risk analysis right now, just to check the annual box, but also in light of so much change, right, over the last few months. That's definitely a trigger. It's right in the security rule that when you have system changes or organizational changes, that you need to go through a security risk analysis, look for new vulnerabilities, understand where your risks are and what you should be doing next to protect yourself. Updating policies aggressively right now. So as you've made changes, telehealth dictates some changes to your notice of privacy practices, right? And moving people to work from home absolutely puts a lot of importance on the policy you have for remote work and ensuring that that's current and matches what your real workflow is. I mentioned that the phishing attacks, it is critical right now that your staff is receiving phishing awareness training of some sort. some way that you're reminding them to be very critical when they read their emails and have a healthy level of paranoia about what that email might be trying to get them to do. So phishing awareness just through email reminders, phishing awareness through exercises where you can do essentially simulated phishing campaigns and help track your employees' participation. If they, you know, if they fall for a practice phishing email, then we can provide some training and help bring that average open rate down. So the training just really does need to be more than just the once a year HIPAA training. But right now we need to be thinking about security reminders on a very regular basis, you know, at least monthly in team meetings or emails saying, here's what we're seeing right now. So here's what you need to be aware of right now. And then finally, and this ties to the security risk analysis, but I would say, you know, incorporate changes that can last. So if you've implemented telehealth via Zoom or WebEx, it's time to look into solutions that are HIPAA compliant. And it's time to evaluate, you know, if it's the cost and the time to put that in is worth it. But we don't want to be coming into next year with temporary solutions if possible. And these next couple months are probably a very good time to be looking at permanent solutions and workflows and make sure that you're solid and stable coming into the next flu season.
Yeah, that's really good advice, especially with just the surge of, you know, technology that we're using from home now. I think there's that kind of desire to sort of relax and let down your guard, so to speak, about these kinds of security threats. But we have to be even more vigilant than usual because we're working from home. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today, Joe. I really appreciate it. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in today on the MedSecurity Podcast. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks a lot.